This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Missouri Governor Mike Parson yesterday ordered state workers back to the office on May 17th. Governor Parson isn't the only employer making such a call. Employers nationwide are beginning to notify workers of dates that are ending remote work and to return to physical work sites. Some experts say this means we're headed for what may be the most significant and rapid changes to the workplace in modern history. Now, a conversation with a Black school professor about concerns surrounding the return to work and what can be done to minimize them. Professor Ann Hackett teaches executive education at the Henry W. Block School of Management at UMKC. Ann, it's nice to have you. Good morning.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Steve.
How big a test is this going to, just going back to the office, going to wind up being for employers and I guess employees too, Ann?
Well, I think it is going to be a pretty big task. You know, when we left the office, it was very, very quickly. We did that within about a week. Everybody learned how to use Zoom or Teams or something. We got kind of comfortable doing that. And now we're doing the reverse. And I think it's going to take some work to get there.
How much anxiety, you know, is circulating about this big change that's about to come about?
There's actually a fair amount of anxiety, and it comes in a couple of different forms. It's certainly around health and safety and how do we bring back people safely from the employee side. That's a big concern. And really just the anxiety of going back into the office and not being at home and not having that flexibility or that perceived flexibility that a lot of employees have.
Here's a stat for you. A survey by Reset Work found that just 1 in 3 return to work decision makers say their company is poised to negotiate a successful return to the workplace. Just 1 in 3, Ann, that doesn't sound too promising to me.
No, it doesn't sound too promising. Hopefully we're making a lot more progress on that. I have heard from a lot of employers in the work I do, and I think a lot of plans are in place, maybe not fully. Some folks are starting to transition in the summer. Some are thinking more maybe fall. Some might be pushing it out a little bit more. But there's a lot of things to consider. There's you know, it's not just the safety, but it's what does it look like when we come back in the office? Is there some ability to create hybrid scenarios where we do some work at home? And so on. So I think that's what employers are facing. And just like this entire year, we've been kind of kicking the can down the road, trying to figure out when it's safe. And so that is really on the forefront of everybody's mind is when is it safe? And then when can we make our plans?
You know, you mentioned the whole idea of hybrid work models where people, you know, they work from home some days and from the office other days. Employees said they'd much prefer a hybrid model in one survey I saw. Does that surprise you?
No, not really. We are finding that more and more, and many, many employers are starting to accommodate that thinking. You know, some certainly want folks to come back to the office. It depends on the industry. It depends on the work. They may want them to come back full time in the office. And some are really having employees consider virtual 100%. But I think the majority, at least the majority of the folks that I talk to, are really considering that hybrid scenario. And that includes things like 2 or 3 days in the office and maybe the other time wherever remote is for you, whether that's home or someplace else. So it is becoming a very, very popular option and is helping really satisfy the needs of a lot of employees as well as employers.
I mean, to me, that suggests that employees and want to ease their way back into working from the office again. Is that what it sounds like to you?
Yeah, I think it is a bit of easing our way back into the office, but it's also keeping some of the good that's happened from work, you know, by working from home. There's a lot of good things that people have experienced. They feel like they've got a little bit more flexibility in their schedule, potentially some time to really dig into work if they're able to keep meetings off their calendar, which is a different topic entirely, though part of this conversation. So, I think it's very positively received by both employees and employers, and not just for easing ourselves back into the workforce, but as a potential new way to continue to work.
Do you think that's going to be a permanent way of working, or again, is it more temporary and a way to sort of ease people back into the work environment again?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think time will tell. One of the things that I'm seeing employers start to consider is this is a trial period. You know, let's consider what we do now versus maybe what we do in 6 months. How's it working? If we do a hybrid kind of situation for our employees and employers, you know, is it working? So it's important to kind of survey or assess where we are in 6 months, you know, a year from now, and then be able to answer that question. But I think that there is a hope that this might be something that we continue to do. But again, this is new territory.
You've said, I thought this was interesting, that going back to work at the office can be a tougher transition for some right now than the switch to remote working to begin with. Explain that one to me. Why is that the case?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. One is we were going to safety in a way. You know, we were going home. We were making sure that we were not, you know, catching the virus. And it happened very quickly. So we all kind of were in the same boat together where we had to understand Zoom and Teams and whatever technology we were using. And so it happened very quickly. Now, there were definitely some challenges. If you think about the challenges for working parents, there were many women that left the workforce during this time period to care for children. So no doubt it was traumatic and very difficult. But now we are doing the reverse, and there is some lingering fear about vaccinations and what's it going to be like when we go back out there. So that's a kind of a natural fear that's going to be a little bit more challenging than the reverse way. And it's also now we're wanting to have some of those positive experiences that we've had from working from home. Now, having said that, everyone's different. I've heard from people who are saying, I can't wait to get back to the office. I'm ready for this. I need to get out of Zoom. And some that are maybe a little bit more reluctant.
You know, I'm as tired of Zoom as the next person out there. But having said that, I still sort of marvel at it. It's pretty amazing technology.
Absolutely. And I think that there's huge benefits that people are experiencing. I mean, you know, we used to take phone calls or have conference, you know, we'd have the phone in the middle of the room, and we're not doing that. I mean, it's nice that we can see one another, and we are very efficient. I'd say that's one of the things that working from home has really kind of helped us understand and helped us to do is be very efficient. You can have meetings back to back. I would say that that's a real benefit, and we want to kind of keep that, maybe not back to back, but that efficiency. But I will say there's a downside to it. The nature of, you know, everything has to be scheduled right now. We don't have the hallway conversations, right. And that can be problematic for folks.
We're talking about the challenges of returning to the workplace in the wake of this pandemic. If you've been recalled to the workplace, how concerned are you about going back? What options, if any, is your employer offering you to work from home, hybrid, or maybe nothing at all? Our number, 816-235-2888, or you can tweet us at KCUR UpToDate. My guest is Professor Ann Hackett with the Henry W. Block School of Management at UMKC. You also say that lead time, or giving employees plenty of advance notice that they'll be returning to the office, is going to be important here. How much time are we talking about, do you think, Ann?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know that some employers are bringing folks back to work in the summer, and they may have given them, you know, a month, 2 months to get ready. I'm seeing some that are giving more time, you know, 3-4 months. It does make an impact, particularly for those who have children at home and need to make arrangements. That's a big thing. I think there's sort of just the psychological aspect of how am I going to rearrange my day? How do I feel about this? And allowing people to get the vaccination if they wish to get the vaccination. So I don't know that there's a particular period of time, but I do believe that there's probably too short. You know, coming back next week might be a little bit too short. The other aspect of that lead time is communication. Mm-hmm. We found this to be really critical when people left and went home, and it's really critical when people are coming back. And by that, I mean communicating even when you have very little to say. Here's when we'll release a plan. Here's what we're considering. We want to hear from you, getting some feedback from folks. But I think that that's important as part of that lead time.
You know, I can't help but point to Missouri Governor Mike Parson. And I mean, just yesterday, he directed all state employees to return to in-person work in the office by May 17th, after many spent, you know, most of the past 14 months working remotely. I mean, that's less than 2 weeks' notice. And I know that, again, as you point out, some state workers are now scrambling for childcare and making other arrangements with older parents. It's that one took me aback a little bit.
Yeah, that's really tough. And I think that is the concern is, you know, and I've talked to a lot of parents and folks that are responsible for caring for others in that same situation, or where they maybe had a very little bit of lead time, and they are scrambling, trying to find what they're going to do. So yeah, that is very challenging, and it goes a long way in the employee-employer relationship if you can give time and really consider all the different needs of your employees, because everybody, like I said, some will say May 17th, you know, bring it on, I'm ready to go. And others are going to have to make a lot more arrangements, and they still may be having some, you know, lingering thoughts about is this the right time?
Okay, let's go to some phone calls here at 816-235-2888. If you've already returned to the workplace, what did your employer do that makes you feel safer? We're talking about this whole idea of returning to the workplace. 816-235-2888. Mandy from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Mandy.
I was working from home for this whole year, and now my former employer asked us to all go back to the office and would not entertain the idea of even slowly easing our way back in or some kind of hybrid schedule. So I quit my job, and now I found a position where I can continue to work virtually from home. It's just better for my family, I found. And I'm wondering if you guys anticipate and see some sort of trend there where people do switch jobs because of this returning to the office.
Well, that's interesting, Mandy. Why wouldn't your first employer, why wouldn't he or she allow you to work from home for a while longer or try a hybrid model? What was the argument there?
That's just the way that things have always been. Ah. That was his response.
Right. Well, what do you think, Ann? Are we going to see a lot of job switching based on the same situation that Mandy's describing here?
Could be some, for sure. And I think that there are some industries where remote work is, you know, easier to do or more prevalent. You know, if you think about technology, for example, there are, you know, companies on the West Coast that have figured out that they can hire folks in Kansas City pretty easily. So I think those opportunities in various industries will be there for folks. You know, I don't know how prevalent that will be, but that's certainly something. And I do want to comment too. I think for employers in many ways, they have concerns too about maintaining and building culture and ensuring that they have some face-to-face time so that the relationships remain strong, at their workplaces.
I mean, that's no small thing, right, Ann? That can be a fairly significant matter.
Yes, it can, absolutely. And they have some concerns about the overscheduling and the transactional nature of how some of our work is being done. And I will say that we found that we are still very, very productive working from home. So it is not that. But employers do have concerns about how do we maintain trust? How do we build relationships? So I think that's in some ways why so many folks are wanting to try kind of a hybrid schedule too. But certainly understand that remote work is going to work really well for some people as well.
Well, you've referred to this already here, but the other big complicating factor right now is COVID and whether workers have gotten vaccinated, whether they haven't been. That obviously adds a layer of concern we haven't had before. How should employers handle, you know, inquiries from workers who want to be reassured that all their coworkers have been vaccinated here?
Yeah, I mean, that is a concern. And I think that they need to be, you know, very direct about what are the protocols, how will they handle those that maybe have been vaccinated and those that haven't been vaccinated. And, you know, I'm not an expert in what people should do around that. I have heard from others that that seems to be something they're still considering. You know, how do we make sure that people feel safe? Where do you wear a mask? Are there places where you don't have to wear a mask? And what are the protocols? And so that's still kind of evolving from what I have seen with employers.
Again, referring to a survey that I saw, about 40% of employers say they won't require vaccinations. 8% will require it. Is that in line with what you're hearing out there, Ann?
Yeah, that is in alignment with what I'm hearing, that there won't be as much requirement. It's kind of hard to tell, but that does sound about right.
Well, that said, a survey from Envoy found that 2 out of every 3 workers are worried about their health and safety when they head back to the office. I mean, that's a big number and hard to ignore. And I guess the survey suggests that employers need to address this, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that, you know, if you look at the numbers, we're doing much better in terms of the vaccinations, but we're probably not where we want to be completely. And it does need to be addressed by employers with as much information as they can provide on what are those protocols and how they're going to address it so that people feel like they have that safety. When we, you know, this has been for some, this has been a year where they have had very little movement outside of their homes. For others, it's, you know, maybe they found safe ways to move about, but really need to consider the fear and the safety of all employees and being very clear about what that protocol is going to be.
The survey also found that employees want companies to mandate COVID vaccines before workers return to the office. You can see a lot of collisions taking place just on that point, where some employees saying, I won't come back unless my colleagues are all vaccinated. The company saying, we're not going to require it. And going back to our caller's point, that could lead to some job shifting, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do think that there will be, there could be some job shifting. I think the savvy employer will try to work through that again with kind of all those good communications. But yeah, I think that there's going to be all sorts of opinions on that. There are, just like we've experienced this last year, there are employees who are ready to get back to the office. They feel safe. They've been vaccinated. They feel like the protocols are in place. And there are some that would rather, you know, kind of shift their work to home and maybe find a remote job or try to work that out with their employer. And some of them may want to hopefully extend that period of time before they come back into the office. So that's something that seems to be negotiated right now with employees and employers.
You know, a lot of employees are also saying in these surveys that they want companies to mandate COVID vaccines before workers return to the office. But haven't some states barred that from happening?
Yeah, I don't really know one way or the other, but I have not seen employers kind of just jump on that as something to do.
That's interesting. The other thing you see is that some organizations are testing ideas on a pilot basis based on what they hear from their workers. That seems to make sense to me, given all the uncertainties out there.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's no way we can know what kind of schedules will work and what we want to put in place. I mean, employers are considering a variety of things. The hybrid, you know, how many days in the office, how many days at home. They're considering maybe changing their office layout. I've heard of employers thinking about, are there some collaboration spaces? Can we make the office a destination for this deeper, richer work that helps us build relationships and get work done? So they're thinking about how to do that. They're also incorporating thoughts on how do we create a culture where we don't have meetings back to back like we've experienced this year. Maybe we have a no meetings day. Maybe we have time for deep work where people are not on calls or Zooms and so forth. How do we increase or improve our communication protocols? All of those things really warrant some testing. I think there's some great things that can come out, but also considering in 3 to 6 months, let's see how it's going.
So you sort of wonder, Anne, 3, 4, 5 months from now, what do you think the serious problems are going to be that crop up as, you know, workers head back to the office again?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I think certainly it could be things like getting our meetings under control, getting
right,
how we
right.
can, you know, are we still too reliant upon things like Zoom? Have we figured out that balance of what's in person and what's remote? Does it feel natural for us to be in the office, and what days of the week? So, you know, it's kind of hard to tell what those challenges will be, but I think employers are hoping, and employees certainly are hoping, that we're evolving to a better workplace and that it'll be improved, so that we've learned something from this whole pandemic that maybe is a positive thing that we can bring forward.
Yeah, I can't help but point out, Anne, that you and I both work for a major university, and one thing I've noticed over the years is, boy, universities sure do like meetings a lot. There's a lot of meetings in that world, more than I was used to in a prior life, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and I think it's not just universities. I think that, I mean, I've heard this over and over from so many employers, and, you know, we've always had a lot of meetings, and they've kind of exploded a little bit with during this last year, just simply because of all the everything has to be scheduled. So it really has gotten worse, and finding new ways to communicate and using some of those technology tools to communicate, whether it's just sort of those instant ways, I think will really go a long way in the future.
Well, it's going to be a really, really interesting shift here as employees head back to the office here. I want to thank Professor Anne Hackett. Again, she teaches executive education at the Henry W. Block School of Management at UMKC. Anne, thanks so much for your time. Did a great job. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Steve.